Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. Buckle up because today's topic is something near and dear to my heart. Prioritizing your mental health and well-being. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Madison, isn't that a bit touchy-feely for a podcast about Stoicism? And to that, I say, absolutely not. Stoicism isn't just about facing life's challenges with unflinching grit, it's also about cultivating inner peace, and resilience and mental health is a cornerstone of that. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your mind is a hamster wheel constantly spinning but getting nowhere? That's where prioritizing your well-being comes in, folks. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate the choppy waters of modern life with a calmer, clear head. First things first. Acknowledge your limits. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture and burnout is practically a badge of honor, right? Wrong. Remember, even the most stoic philosophers need a downtime to recharge. You're not superhuman, you have boundaries, and respecting those is crucial for your mental well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run a car until the engine overheats, would you? Same goes for your mind. Next up, practice mindful awareness. Sounds kinda woo-woo, I know, but hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're feeling overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths and focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? This simple practice can help ground you and break the cycle of anxious thoughts. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. You know that feeling when you wake up to sunshine streaming through your window or savor a delicious cup of coffee? Those are moments to appreciate. Taking time to acknowledge the good things in your life, big or small, can shift your perspective and boost your mood. It's like a mental reset button, helping you focus on the positive instead of dwelling on the negative. Speaking of negativity, challenge those unhelpful thoughts. We all have them, those inner voices that tell us we're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy enough. But here's the kicker. Those thoughts are often irrational and untrue. When you catch yourself spiraling into self-doubt, ask yourself, is this thought really helpful? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, by simply questioning our negative thoughts, we can weaken their hold on us. Finally, don't be afraid to seek help. If you're struggling with your mental health, remember that you're not alone and there are resources available to support you. Talking to a therapist or counselor can be incredibly beneficial, providing a safe space to explore your feelings and develop coping mechanisms. Okay, picture this. You're in the middle of a hectic work day, deadlines looming, emails piling up, phone ringing off the hook. Your mind is racing, stress levels are through the roof, and you feel like you're about to lose it. But then, remember your stoic training. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, remind yourself that this feeling will pass, and focus on one task at a time. Maybe even take a quick mindful walk outside to clear your head. That's the power of prioritizing your mental health. It equips you with the tools to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So, there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize your mental well-being and live a more balanced, fulfilling life. Remember, taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body. Don't neglect those inner needs, they deserve your attention and care. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your go-to strategies for prioritizing your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoicism because every day is a chance to learn, grow, and cultivate inner peace. See you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.